God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And this is a wonderful day. And God really is for us. And I was just thinking on the teaching that Kim done on Thursday about expectation. That really we have to have our expectation on God for whatever's going on in our life. And you know, our prayer is very powerful when we understand that when we give our strong desires towards God, when we go to God with a strong desire in our heart and we give to Him our request, we know that we're going to receive of it. God wants each and every one of us to ask Him. You know, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Like, we need to go to God expecting. And when we go to Him from a pure heart, with none of our own effort, none of our own ideas, but a real desire to do the will of God from the heart, that we want to do what He's showing us, then God begins to open the door. So today, I really desire to have fellowship. So, you know, I take Danny to work in the morning, as you know, and then I come for a cup of coffee up in Kingswood where Jason lives. And I haven't really bumped into Jason, but I desired fellowship today. And I said, Father, I really desire fellowship. I really want to be able to open up my heart and just share whatever you put in it and the things that you've put in my heart to share with people. And, you know, God really does answer prayer. So I went up, had my coffee, looked around the shops, and then God just inspired me to cross the road. And I crossed the road and I just looked into this cafeteria and there sat Jason. So I went in and we had some great fellowship together. Then I needed to go to get some shopping for the day, for today's food. And as we were walking, we both bumped into these two girls that used to come to the fellowship. And I was so blessed to see them. And they were so blessed to see me. They ran up and gave me a hug. And these two girls that used to come to the fellowship are no longer girls. They're young women with babies. And so, you know, I asked them how they were doing. And they was asking if we still done the fellowship. And then God just really gave words for them, words of encouragement to bless their life. And they were both so happy. And they wanted to know, you know, do we still do it? And could they come if they wanted to come? And they were, you know, both encouraging each other, maybe we should go and learn again. And it was just such a wonderful time together with them. And God met the need in my heart and He answered my prayers. And so what is your desire? You know, we should pray to God and give Him our desires. He's ready and willing to do for you. And so it's up to you to open up your hearts to God and allow Him to work. And He works with your expectation, your desire. And so, you know, we're to pray and put our desires to God. And God says, you know, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we're to let our requests be made known unto God. And then it says, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So when we got the spiritual mind, when we got that mind of Christ on, and we're walking with the spiritual mind, that we set our affections on things above, then God is at work. Like, we're not looking at things from the worldly perspective, from the carnal mind, but we're looking from the mind of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, where there's life and peace. And God wants us to be blessed. He knows the needs in our hearts. He knows how to meet that need. And so we need to just go to God and give Him our requests. Give Him your desire. Pray with a desire to God. And He's going to answer that prayer. He's really for you and He's really with you. And He'll never leave you or forsake you in any situation. And so, you know, God went over above today. And it's like in Ephesians 3:20 says that God does exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, the Spirit of God that was working in us. The power that's in us is the Spirit of God, and that's what we're to use, that ability. And we go to God just like Jesus Christ went to God. He prayed to God, He gave Him His desires, He sought the Father's will. And we can do the same too. So when God is first in our life, we're not looking to fulfill our own needs, our own desires, you know, the fleshly desires. But, you know, my desire is God's desire, which is to see all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And the only way that is going to happen, that God will send the laborers to me, is when I got God's desires living in my heart above my own. You know, I'm not seeking worldly gain. I'm not seeking friendship of the world. But I want to see all men come to a knowledge of the truth, that they get born again, filled with the Spirit of God, and begin to walk in that Spirit. So, you know, allow God to work in you, because He is working in you. And sometimes we let the distractions of this world really crowd out what God's speaking loudly in our hearts. And the world just, you know, crowds out the voice of God. But God is working, and He's with us, and He's for us. And He just wants you to go to Him. He wants you to let your request be made known, and to seek Him with all your heart, and not to pursue your own worldly things, or to, you know, your own desires, but get God's desire in your heart, and desire the things that God wants you to desire. When you do that, all the things that you need and desire and want to enjoy in life, God will provide it for you. But our first focus is to move with God, to live unto Him, and to just enjoy everyday fellowship with God. It's not religion. We're not in a religion. We're not in any denomination or a circle of church. We're in the body of Christ. We're the church of God. And, you know, God is working in each individual as they go to Him. Then He opens up the doors. He makes the way where there seems no way. And then the things are coming from Him and not from us. So we can either do it with a religious mindset or through the relationship. You know, that we got that great fellowship with God. We got our expectations on Him. We set our affections on things above. So this is my desire. And again, just keep going to Him. And just cast your expectation on Him. Expect greater things than you've received right now. And He's going to take care of you. He really is. You take care of God's business, He's going to take care of your business. He's restoring. God is restoring what the wastages. He's given vision, direction. And it's just going to Him. And just to drop everything else, anything else that is from your own effort, drop it and start moving with God. And this is what I've decided to do, to drop my way of doing things, my way to encourage people. Allow God to work in me, to give me what He wants me to give to encourage His people. So this is just my encouragement for today, and I just pray that this is, it blesses you, and that you go to God, that you don't use your own ideas or efforts, but you look to Him in everything. He wants you to go to Him, guys. He wants you to cease from your own works, to enter into His rest, where you can go about your daily business with God, first in heart and mind, ready to do His will from the heart, ready to speak, ready to encourage, ready to build others up. And so when you're ready to do that, then you can enjoy your day, and you can watch Him open the doors before you. So God bless you. Have a great day.